Welcome to Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I'm joined by Princeton head women's basketball coach Carla Berube. Coach, welcome.
Thanks, Jerry. Welcome back.
If you are listening to this, you have no way of knowing that this is our third attempt of the day of getting this done. The first two attempts resulted in technical failure, but Carla kind enough to come downstairs after practice and try a third time, so I really appreciate your doing that.
Yeah, hope this is my best one.
And the solution always to the problem of technology is what the solution to this one was, which is simply restart the unit, and that seemed to have fixed the problem. So here we are again, third time. This is a first for us in the entire time we've been doing podcasting, by the way. But anyway, welcome back, and now we have to try to remember exactly word for word what we did the first two times.
Yeah.
So let's start with a few things. One is, and this is not what we talked about the first two times, but I actually looked this up since we've talked. If you have talked about defense from day one, do you know your team is third in Division I in scoring defense? Georgia Tech is second. Georgia Tech plays Miami tonight. If Georgia Tech gives up 55 or more points, Princeton will move into second. But do you know who's first in scoring defense? And I'll give you a hint.
Well,
14-5 overall and 9-1 in their league.
I don't know.
Campbell,
that would have taken me a long time. Well, before we played Penn, Penn was above us.
Yes,
so.
Penn was 3 and Princeton was 5.
Yeah.
So Campbell, I looked up their stats. They are 14-5. They're 9-1 in their league. In their last six games, no team has scored more than 40. They're all league games. No team has scored more than 47. In their last two games, they've given up 36 and 32. This sort of speaks to what you've always said about defense, that if you can defend, good things will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
Do you know anything about Campbell? No, the coach or anything?
Don't know anything about Campbell, no.
Those are extraordinary numbers because yeah. I went to look up how far away Princeton was from Campbell, and I just saw their numbers, and it was, those are very low numbers that they're giving up. Yeah. They're not too much different than the numbers your team had been giving up before the break, but they're very low, and still for all that, they're allowing 49.3 per game and Princeton at 50.6, so not that far away. So let's get back to where we were on our first two tries at this, and that is coming out of exam break, and really want to talk about a couple of things. One is this is the last time that there will be this extended break for first semester exams in January because the academic calendar, as everybody knows, is changing, and so exams will be before the holidays. So one, what was it like for you going through this the first time, knowing that you didn't have a game? You had a game on December 29th. You had your Ivy opener on January 11th against Penn, a 75-55 win, and then you weren't going to play again for three more weeks after that. So really one game in a month and all this downtime when teams are really heating up and getting into the heart of conference schedules.
Yeah, first time and last time, which is nice. It's different. It was weird. We tried to I talked about this, get them in the gym and be efficient with our time, get up and down the floor, make sure we're staying in good shape and trying to stay as sharp as we can offensively, get better offensively as well. And on the defensive end, just get a lot of shots up, feel good about that. But make sure that they were feeling great about their exams and their papers and all that. Now they're on a break, right? There's no classes, there's no exams. We've been able to spend a little bit more time in the gym, just getting hyped up for this weekend, finally getting back on the court.
So the trip this weekend is Dartmouth on Friday night and Harvard Saturday. It's 7 o'clock at Dartmouth and 5 o'clock at Harvard.
Yep.
So if you're going to be up there, check those games out. As the academic calendar changed, so too will the Ivy League basketball schedule next year. So going away from the 6 weeks of weekends of back-to-backs with travel partner system to a 10-week schedule, some weekends with one game, some with two, three of them will be back-to-back. One will be on a Saturday and then the Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Just basic, and everybody starting on the same day, which next year happens to be January 2nd, but just your basic thoughts on what's coming next year.
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll be exciting. There'll be some weeks where we're just getting prepared for one game, which is different. But I think it'll be good. I think it'll be, great to be playing in January and not have this break. Have that Martin Luther King Day game, which will be fun. And yeah, looking forward to the new Ivy League schedule.
And just some of the questions that people have asked. One is, the back-to-backs are still going to be traditional travel partners, correct?
Yes.
So it's not going to be just completely random. I actually went back and I looked, and the first 2 years of the Ivy League in the late 50s, they had sort of a randomness to scheduling. And then in the 57-58 season, they started the travel partners that exist to today. So it's going to be a major change for the Ivy League. And certainly for you heading into the first weekend of these back-to-backs, you are familiar with this from your time in the NESCAC, where it was a Friday night, Saturday afternoon.
Right.
So you're used to preparing your team to play back-to-back?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we used to have a Friday evening at 7 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and yeah, you have to really think about how you're structuring the week leading up to those games. Usually at the beginning of the week, you prepare for your Saturday game, and then as you get closer to Friday, you prepare for your Friday night game so that those things you're working on are they'll stay fresh. And then we always have a shoot around on Saturday prior to the game to just go over Saturday evenings, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. So the refresher. So that was always important.
So what about the playing one game in a month? last year, Princeton played one game in the entire month of January. This time it'll be two because it's January 31st when you'll play Dartmouth. But still, the basic premise is the same. Last year, Princeton lost that game to Penn. Still came back and tied Penn for the league championship, went on a long winning streak, but took a little bit after break to get going. This year, won that game 75-55. And now have sort of had that, momentum from 3 weeks ago. Does any of that carry over? Is there anything about winning that game that makes you feel better throughout the entire exam break? And then what's your concern as your team gets back out playing an actual opponent after not playing for that long?
Yeah, I'm sure it felt better than if we had lost. You hope it carries over, just, feeling confident with that game and where we're at. But, we need to get better, I think we've done that. We've worked really hard over the course of these past 3 weeks. The team has stayed hungry. Every day they came in, they got to work and now it's going to be a grind now every weekend with the back-to-backs but just really excited to get going again and excited to get on the road, going up to Dartmouth and to Harvard and just hanging out with the team again. We're really, really looking forward to it.
It's been a while since you've gone on a road trip. Now in the NESCAC, you said that on one of our earlier podcasts today, you said that the road trips were kind of far on some of those. Harvard, Dartmouth to Harvard, it'll be about 2.5 hours on Friday night. Yeah. What was the longest trip that you had in the NESCAC?
Going out to Hamilton was a bit of a drive. And then their partner, it switches at the NESCAC because there's 11 teams. So there's always a standalone team, made for difficult scheduling. But there were a couple of years where it was Hamilton and Middlebury, and those were pretty far apart. But I guess, Harvard and Dartmouth are good ways. I know Columbia and Cornell is as well.
I mean, that's the longest one. Yeah. What? Who was your travel partner at Tufts?
It's Bates, which is, almost 3 hours away. So that was tough for, our opponents to have those two games.
So I assume that you've kept pretty close eye on the Ivy League women's basketball, where Yale is 2-0, Princeton is 1-0. Harvard, Dartmouth, Columbia, Cornell all split, so they're 1-1. Penn 0-1, Brown 0-2. First of all, what really is astonishing to me, and when I was looking up Campbell stats, is the realization that they've played 10 league games, whereas the Ivy League's played either one or two at this point. So you can see how many games in a short period of time the Ivy League has to make up. Have you seen anything in the Ivy League so far that was eye-opening to you? Just to me, it just looks like anybody can beat anybody, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's anyone's game. It's a lot of really competitive teams playing great basketball. Got to watch some of those contests. We were definitely watching the Harvard Dartmouth battles and got to watch Yale a bit, the Yale and Brown, and definitely watch one of the Cornell Columbia. And it's great basketball and competitive and excited for the league. That it's had a great non-conference schedule and now just battling. Every weekend is going to be tough.
And I know that you don't care at all about this, but have you paid attention to rankings and net rankings and all that kind of stuff?
Not really.
I didn't think you did. Not at this point. So Dartmouth specifically, you know, what have you seen from them?
Yeah, just a well-coached team, play really, really hard, execute well, kind of gritty defensively, and do a great job on the boards. A little undersized, so they're able to spread you out. You know, their five can shoot threes, and so it's, you know, it's going to take a great defensive effort by us in that game. And Harvard's a little different. They've got some bigs inside and do some work in there. So we've got to be strong and tough and battle with them, and a couple really, really knockdown 3-point shooters. Again, another tough team, and you know, teams always play better on their own court. So we've got to bring it this week on both games and play, you know, at our potential.
So it's Dartmouth on Friday at 7 o'clock in Hanover, New Hampshire. It is Harvard at 5 o'clock on Saturday in Cambridge. Going back to Boston for you for the first time as Princeton coach. Got to be pretty special. I'm sure you'll see a lot of people you know.
Yeah, I think we'll have a good crowd there for sure.
And for the third time today, thank you for being with us here on the podcast. I apologize again for the problems that we had getting this to everybody and getting it to you later than we wanted to. And thanks to Cody Cruchel, who was able to restart the computer and solve all the problems. So
genius.
Genius indeed. For Princeton Head Women's Basketball Coach Carla Berube, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for listening to Conversations with Carla, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton Women's Basketball.